You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
the 702 app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
Okay, so let's think about some of those things that you cannot stand other people doing, but you do them. It could even be in the office. So let's say there is a meal that is particularly, I don't want to say inappropriate, but it's a stinky meal that you, it's your favorite meal. But you hate when somebody else brings their in inverted commas, stinky meal to work, but you do it. Maybe it's boiled eggs. The moment you open up that container, or even your, do you know the smell of broccoli in a Tupperware when you open it? I don't need to say what it smells like, you know. But maybe you hate it when other people do it. So where I was guilty, I cannot stand my iPhone cable being taken. I like my iPhone cables to remain in the same place so that when it comes time to charge my phone, and not even just that, also the charging cables for the power banks, all charging cables. I like the system of knowing when I come here, I'm going to charge this in this room. When I'm in the car, there's a cable for this or the one that lives in my handbag. Now, many of the people around me are using the same phone as I do, or people, or visitors will be at your house and they will be using your cable. Next thing, no cable. I cannot stand it. Can't stand it. But then I found myself in a situation where I also accidentally took someone's cable. Did I not get so ashamed and apologize profusely for being guilty and finding that I have that person's cable, something that I absolutely hate doing? Clement Manyatela shared his one of people that drink straight out of the bottle. It's, look, when you live with people, I get it. But he says he does it. He does it now, and it's something he cannot stand because it is kind of inconsiderate. I think it's very inconsiderate, if you ask me, that you're living with people knowing that everybody is going to drink from this thing, and then you yourself are not able to drink from it because somebody else put their mouths on that thing. It's gross. Or maybe you hate a person eating your leftovers. That takeaway that you had and that takeaway you got to enjoy, you get home, you are already mentally prepared that tomorrow morning you're going to enjoy that leftover, only to find that somebody ate it, you hate it, but then you found yourself doing the same thing. So there are a number of things that you can share that you cannot stand other people doing. I hate being cut off in traffic. But once or twice, and it's not to say I did it on purpose, I found myself unintentionally doing it to somebody else. And the way I get so apologetic, because I'm overly critical of myself, I will feel terrible for the next, even when I get home, I'm still like, yo, I cut that person off. And maybe that speaks somehow. I'm sure some psychologists could come and analyze that deep down. It's because you're self-critical and judgmental. And that's why you're so hard on yourself. So share with us all of those things that you hate, that you cannot stand, that you find yourself doing. How do you deal with it? How do you resolve it? Does it lead you to change your behavior if you're somebody who is so punctual and cannot stand other people being late? When you are the one who's late because of a car accident or any reason for that matter, how do you change your tune? What do you say to the other person now when you are the one who is running late? I think after reaching a point of parenthood, there are so many factors out of your control. I had to tell myself, people are going to be late because life is happening and we need to give them the grace. Be it to log on to the interview, to log on to the online meeting, be it to meet for an appointment or to call when they said they would call. And I know I did this because, again, self-critical and self-judgmental. So let's take your calls on 011-883-0702. Your SMS is 31702. Your tweets at RelebogileM at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 afternoons and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 afternoons.
With RelebogileM Abuja.
18 minutes after 1 o'clock. We are talking about the things that you cannot stand that other people, when other people do them or don't do them, that you find yourself being a culprit of. 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line 0727021702. Let us go to the lines. Stanley in Edenvale, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm good, Stanley. Go ahead.
I'm well. You know, I hate it when people yawn and they don't cover their mouth, right? Like, I just feel like I can just throw something in their mouth or something. It irritates me. But hey, you know, the joy I get when I yawn and my mouth is wide open. Like, you know, that the air that's coming in there, you know.
So Stanley,
another one, like, I hate it when I'm sleeping and someone just switch on the light. You know, the sound and the light at the same time. Woke up. Yo, but like every time when I go to the gym in the morning, I'm the first to do that, and my wife always shout at me.
No, but Stanley, wait, you have to explain. You have to explain. Let's start with the yawning one.
Yes.
Why do you do it?
I guess I'm used to it. I just love it. Like, yo, there's some air that's coming in, especially when I'm outside. Like, there's like this fresh air that's coming in. I don't know where it's from. Like, yeah.
And you stretch as well.
And then I stretch, but yeah, when I see someone doing that, yo, I'm like, why?
You know, you know what I think the problem is, ne? You don't want to see other people happy when you're not happy. So you see them yawning, and then usually the yawn is contagious. They're having a good time. Now, ukwatile ubitha. No, but the one other light is rude. Don't do that, Stanley. Don't sabotage people's sleep.
No, she must come with me to the gym.
Stanley, you're the worst. You're the worst, Stanley in Edenvale. Thank you so much for your call. Harry in Windmill Park, how are you?
I'm good, Rilebukhile. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, listen, my comment is just, you know, I'm a driver, and I hate when the other driver just cut in front of me while I'm on a speed, and I have to brake to avoid an accident.
Mm.
And I hate people jumping a robot while I was coming on from a green side of the other side. But at times, I do it myself.
Why?
No. You know, I think it's just the human nature that we are impatient, you know. We would like things to go for us in the correct way, but we expect somebody else just to obey.
So, and the thing is, if you know that you found yourself doing it, and now you're irritating other people, do you feel bad?
You know, at times you have got that guilty conscience and you feel bad, you know.
Yes.
So there must be some sort of guilty conscience in the whole thing, yes.
So why don't you use that the next time someone else does it, you chill and you're not even stressed?
It all depends on the mood you are in, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes you are in a good, relaxed mood. Sometimes you are in a hurry and you say, why the hell are you swearing in the car? And, you know, so it does happen.
I feel you. I feel you, Harry. Where sometimes you also just miss time, especially when it comes to traffic lights. You think you're going to make it and you miss time. And then you're like, yo, I'm that person now that people are hooting at. You're that person that people are swearing at. And you know you're wrong and you're guilty. And then the other cars come up next to you, like, turn away in shame because you're just so embarrassed and you want the earth to swallow you. Admire in Indonesia, how are you doing?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, me, I think I've accepted that I'm low-key hypocrite type of thing. Because
low-key ke high-key. Admire.
Because a few days ago, I said to you, when I answer my phone, I go like, hey, my phone is about to die. And people get my phone fast. But then I find myself calling people, man, and just going on and on. And I actually forget what I wanted to say. But I sleep at night.
Comfortably. Admire, I thought the previous caller was the worst. You're worse. Because you spoke so passionately. last time we spoke saying, you must say this because I don't want people calling, and then you there are chowing other people's time. Why, Admire?
I don't know. I think I have this need for people to listen to me.
I love and your honesty. So they must only listen to you on your time when you feel like it.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, it makes sense. I get how this works. It makes total sense. Let's go to Lexi in Ferndale. Hi, Lexi.
Hi, Zubusile. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I've got a story. I'm in a halfway house after rehab.
Yes.
And we have a shared fridge in our kitchen.
Yes.
And, of course, we've got the few niceties that we do get, everyone puts in the fridge. And some people are on medication called Dopakol, which increases appetite.
Yes.
And so the guys wake up at, like, who knows what time in the afternoon, in the morning, and go and help themselves to other people's niceties.
Yes.
And we end up on our WhatsApp group in the house, like, who took my yogurt and who took my milkshake and this and that. And then everyone's up in arms and nobody wants to own up.
But it's all so, of you.
It's all of you. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Lexi, but sometimes you really can't help yourself, though.
Yeah, I know. If you're on medication and your stomach's growling, and even though you've had your meals for the day, it's just like, oh, that yogurt looks so good.
And then do you, so you never fess up. You just do it quietly and then sleep with the shame and the guilt.
Yeah, they do. I'm nowhere near because I'm in a different section of the house in a cottage elsewhere. Yes. But in the main house, like, they have full access.
Ooh.
So management threatens to lock the kitchen.
Oh my gosh, Lexi in Ferndale, thank you so much. Kind of reminds me of boarding school. Mpo in Four Ways, how are you?
Hi, Lebu, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm fine, thanks. Well, I hate it when people eat my leftovers. Like, then I'll kill a person.
What?
If they did touch my leftovers. But then, you know, at the same time, ish. Yeah, I know, I also tend to do it because you might find that my mom or my sister. You know, we had a nice dinner last night, and I just happened to finish mine because it was so good.
Mm.
But then at the same time, tomorrow, and I'm like in the fridge, and I'm like, yo, I really enjoyed that whatever it is that we ate that I enjoyed so much. Maybe if I have a bite, or maybe if I just eat it all together, you know, so just forgive me. I mean, come on.
Yeah. But your hate is so passionate for other people doing it, and your love for doing it is. Are you the person who you budgeted with your leftovers the night before? That's why it's
I budget with my leftovers. I budget. I'm like, I'm going to have a bite in the morning before breakfast, maybe, and then I'm going to have it for lunch. You know. Something like that. But when they eat my leftovers, it's a problem. It's a problem. But if I can touch theirs, it's fine. You know?
But I absolutely feel you. So I have a friend of mine. I have this memory so, so clear in my mind where it wasn't even the leftover thing. So she took her time. You know those sandwiches where you take the time to cut things and take out ingredients? Like, you took your time.
Yes.
There's layers. So she took her time making the sandwich. Layers, everything. Then she even cut it in the shape. And then when she went to the kitchen to put the things back, her sandwich was there waiting on the plate for her. And her dad came in and saw the sandwich and took the plate and just started eating. Was she not?
I would literally fall off.
Because some of the ingredients are not even there anymore. They're finished.
Yeah, only to find that, like, that last spoon of mayo and that, you know, last drop of mustard and tomato sauce or something, whatever. Yo, I would die.
You are scraping there at the bottom just to get the last bit of it in Four Ways. I can completely relate and understand your passion in that. The food one seems to be a very big one. And of course, things that happen on the road, because all of these irritations that we experience, I mean, it's either people who are extremely close to us or complete strangers. And within both scenarios, we are equally as angry. So when Mpo says, I will kill someone for eating my leftovers, I get it. I completely get it. You went to bed. You knew at the restaurant that this I want to save for tomorrow. Let me not eat too much. Or wherever you were, your takeaway box is ready for you. Put it in the fridge. And then when you go to open the fridge, it is absolute dololo that is happening for you. So some of the other things that people have been saying, someone says that people who add dishes when you're almost done with the dishes. So you're the one on dish duty. And then other people come when you're trying to rinse, when you're trying to finish, and they put their dish there. What a disaster. Here's a voice note.
Hi, Relebogile. And good day to 702 Land. So with those things that you hate, but you find yourself comforting yourself when you're doing it. My biggest issue is people that don't keep time. So if we agreed that we're going to meet at 12 o'clock or that we are going to leave at 1 o'clock, let's do that. But because I am the sort of person that times my travel, for instance, I know that it takes me 25 minutes from Midrand to Pretoria. And then the traffic decides otherwise on certain days and I'm running late. But I always console myself that, look, it's out of my hands. I wanted to be on time. So, yeah, that's my issue.
The time one, very sensitive. Those that it's not even that they don't respect time. I think some people are just not good with time. Others are a bit more carefree and flexible. Some people just keep finding themselves in a situation where time is not on their side. But it is also a sensitive one. When life is busy and it is a nice feeling like, oh, someone is taking up my time. Let's find out what's happening in Eyewitness News.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebogile Mabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock as we wrap up our conversation around the things you hate doing, but somehow find yourself doing them too. People have shared yawning, eating other people's leftovers, stealing food from the fridge, skipping red traffic lights, cutting people off in traffic. Give us a call on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-702. Let's go to Innocentia in Soweto. How are you doing, Innocentia?
Hi, Kilokula, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Go ahead.
Great show, my dear. Listen, I hated to watch anybody poking their nose. Even my kids, they know, I always say, stop doing that. But wait until I'm deep in my thoughts. I forget about everything. I poking my nose. My husband was screaming, stop, then I'll jump and think, oh my God, I'm poking my nose.
Did somebody at home when you were growing up hate you doing that or hate other people doing that?
My grandmother was a teacher. She didn't like that. Throughout my life, I know that she'd stop me at any time.
Yes.
So I knew that it was a bad habit.
Yes.
I said, why is it wrong? She said, because after we've done that, you're going to touch our food. Poking your nose, you forget, you go and take a cup and make tea.
Yes. So what if your children are doing it because they saw you doing it? Now you're shouting at them.
So I'm always caught in between it. When I'm deep in thought, I've got this habit of poking my nose. I don't know how to stop myself. I really don't know.
You must first stop yourself by leaving the children to do it. In a sense. And so it will leave the kids to poke their noses. Tembi in Redepoets, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm okay. You know what I hate is the people who leave the milk container with only one drop of milk left. I'm like, oh. But when it's my turn, then I'm so lazy to get to draw it or get the milk. But I just hate it because I'm like, why do you need one drop? You see the thing is in, you just leave it in the fridge.
But okay, I'm guilty of doing that, and I'm going to tell you why. So I just feel bad for wasting because so even like when there's butter in the fridge or margarine and there's very little left, but you feel bad for just putting it in the sink to get washed, to recycle or to put in the bin. So you're like, this feels like a waste. And then the poor next person sees this and there's nothing, but there's something. Tembi, a drop is something.
One drop of milk literally one drop. No, no, no. Rather finish it and then just throw away the container.
But you do it. You do it also.
Yes, I do. I do.
I do. Thank you so much, Thembi in Roodepoort. Let's go to Enslin in Vereniging. Hi, Enslin.
How are you, ma'am?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good. You know what's the most annoying? Same with a milk bottle, the drop of milk that you leave behind. Even in a cold drink bottle,
you
get to the fridge, you know there was cold drink left. And when you get there, you open it, and you, as you get to that bottle, you know, I turn the whole upside down. I go mad. Literally, I go mad. Even with the ice cream as well, the ice cream stuff. You know, finish it, take everything. Then I know when I get to the fridge, I'll deal with my disappointment. But don't leave me like a spoon, a half a spoon. Like, you're teasing me. You know, I go mad. I turn the house upside down.
I feel that way about custard, but me, I'll cut a box open, hey? Ultramel, cut.
Forget about I go bananas. I go bananas. Doesn't matter what time of the night you go and buy the cold drink. Because I want the cold drink now.
I feel you.
Never told me it's finished. But thank you for a great show.
Thank
always.
You so much, Insulin in Vereniging. One says, Rlebza, the thing I hate seeing or hearing is when someone farts, especially under the blankets. But you'll find me doing it now from Carlton. Because, guys, like, it's just natural and it happens when it happens. Another person says on the WhatsApp line, wiping the floor using scrape cloth with your foot, but not allowing the child to do so. Guys, please give your children peace. Stop being hypocrites. You are doing things that you don't want them to do. They're doing them because they see you doing them. Please allow the children. Last caller, we've got Colin in Fosslores. Hi, Colin.
Hello, Lebo, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm good. Lebo, I'm such a hypocrite, hey? I hate it when someone comes to visit me without making an appointment or telling me or everything like that. I feel out of place. But usually, I just decide, I'm going to see this person, and I don't even call them or tell them that I'm coming. I'll be there, but I know that this is what I don't like, but I'm just, I miss them most. But if they do it to me, I'm just on a few minutes. I don't know. Why did this person call me and tell me that they are coming now?
Do me a favor, Colin. I want you to hold your left hand out.
Oh,
are you holding it out, ne?
Yes,
and then I'm take your right hand. Or shapa, shapa.
That's hypocrisy. I love me.
Colin and Fosloris, thank you so, so much for your call. Thank you so much for all of your WhatsApps and messages that are coming through. And yes, we are all hypocrites in some way. And I'm glad we can talk about it in a light way, even though someone said they will resort to murder if you eat their leftovers. But if they see something in the fridge and they're hungry, they are going in.